It's not every day that a film is studied and respected by opposite ends of the political spectrum, but that's the case with The Battle of Algiers. The 1965 film about the rebel uprising in Algeria in the 1950s is being re-released in theaters today. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says it's worth seeing again.
The Battle of Algiers is a political document and a great film. With a new print and new subtitles, it looks as if it was made today. But just as impressive about this epic of revolution is the realization that its imagery and its insights remain as relevant as ever. Battle is about a specific 3-year period in Algeria's push for independence from France. But what it depicts is one of the key dynamics of our time, the struggle to get out from under what's perceived to be the oppressive weight of an occupying power. Director Gillo Pontecorvo and his screenwriter Franco Salinas did not disguise their sympathies for the insurgent Algerians. But that admiration never comes at the expense of their even-handed attitude toward the French, who are seen to be just as much victims of colonialism as the Algerians. Yet nothing could be more unfair than to say that the importance of Battle of Algiers lies in its political stance. It was nominated for 3 Academy Awards, including Best Director and Best Screenplay. It won the top prize at the Venice Film Festival, and it was as prescient on an aesthetic level as on a political one. Battle of Algiers succeeds through a combination of attitude and technique, uniting to exceptional effect a way of viewing the world morally with a way of looking at it physically. Battle of Algiers pioneered neo-documentary techniques that have been imitated but not improved. It successfully duplicates from beginning to end the look and feel of a nonfiction film. It does this with a cast that is almost completely non-professional. Aided by Ennio Morricone's superb, propulsive score, the film is alive to the excitement of historic events. French soldiers fan out with almost symphonic precision. Everything about this film says it's real, it's happening now, it's important. Today's world, which has seen too many examples of the excesses of nationalism and understands that wars of liberation do not always lead to representative governments, seems a more complex place than the one depicted in the Battle of Algiers. But the smell of truth that Pontecorvo said he was after in this film has never left it, and likely never will.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.